KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The High Court in Pretoria has dismissed a bid for emergency relief for illegal miners who are underground in Stilfontein in the Northwest Province. The application was brought by the Society for the Protection of Our Constitution. It sought for police and other departments to provide emergency aid as well as food and water to the Zamazamas. While many reports indicate the miners are trapped underground, it's understood that some are allegedly refusing to resurface out of fear of being arrested. Earlier this month, the court granted an interim order for police not to block access to food and water for the miners. Last night, 14 illegal miners, including a teenager, were arrested after resurfacing from the abandoned mine. National SAPS spokesperson Athlinda Mate.
We have never blocked any shaft nor blocked any illegal miner from exiting through any disused mine shaft, as is evident with the 1,239 illegal miners that have resurfaced in the past few weeks. We have also been allowing emergency medical personnel to treat each and every illegal miner that resurfaces.
And weather forecasters say more hot weather and thunderstorms are expected across KZN as summer approaches. Sihle Dlamini says these conditions are typical in the country at this time of the year.
With higher temperatures, it makes the atmosphere to be unstable. And an unstable atmosphere is an ingredient for thunderstorms, if I can put it like that. So if it's hot, most likely that in the afternoons, you definitely have some thunderstorms develop if you have moisture, because you need moisture for thunderstorms to develop.
A heat wave is currently blazing through most parts of KZN, especially along the coast and in the western and northern parts of the province. It's expected to last until tomorrow. Lamini says there's also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms for today and tomorrow.
And we are expecting that storm to be accompanied by heavy downpours, excessive lightning. We are expecting this warning to be somewhat south of Escort, Emoy River, some parts of Pietermaritzburg, and as well as south of Durban. I'm not expecting it to extend to Durban.
And G7 foreign ministers are today meeting near Rome for 2 days of talks on the Middle East, as well as the war between Russia and Ukraine. The group will also discuss the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister and Hamas's military chief. Durban's reaching a high of 31 degrees, Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg 38. Your top story, the High Court in Pretoria has dismissed a bid for emergency relief for illegal miners who are underground in Stilfontein in the Northwest Province. For Newswatch and in for Dineo Mpahlele, I'm Tamasha Kanye.